With me on the line is Lizeh Kruger, who is the head of innovation at Umvuzo Health. Lizeh, thanks so much for chatting with us here on The Home Run. What does innovation look like in the medical aid space, and how are schemes evolving to meet the changing health needs of members?
Hi, yeah, thank you for having me. Right now we're witnessing a powerful transformation in healthcare. I think especially in how medical schemes are redefining the role in people's life. Traditionally, medical aids were just there to pay the bills when you get sick. But today, I think members don't just want treatment. They want to support to stay healthy, happy, and productive. And that's the key shift from reactive illness-focused care to proactive personalized health support. And I think we can ask the question also, what is driving this shift in changing members' needs? And today's members, especially if you look at the millennials, the Gen Zs, they are much better informed, more tech savvy, and more prevention focused than ever before. Their expectations have changed in several important ways that we have seen. They want personalization. They want real-time support. They care about mental health, and they want holistic care. They want value beyond claims. Members want to feel that their monthly contributions are helping them to stay healthy, not just saving them from emergencies. This is really where innovation comes in.
And I was going to say, that's 100% correct. I mean, gone are the days of medical aids just being about cover. It's really become almost a lifestyle. How is data and digital platforms and even wearable tech reshaping preventative care, Lizeh, and early risk detection?
Yeah, that's also a very interesting part, because we found now wearable tech is on the front line of really early detection. We've seen now that you can monitor like the sleep patterns of a person to see the light, the deep, the REM sleep, your heart rate variability and resting heart rate. All these, there's a lot of metrics that they can look into. And these daily metrics, they act like digital early warning systems. For example, I can just share an example for you. Poor REM sleep over time may flag risk for mood disorders, and declining deep sleep and heart rate variability may indicate rising inflammation or stress. And this elevated resting heart rate might hint a poor cardiovascular recovery. So this continuous stream of data can really help identify issues long before the symptoms appear, and empowering medical schemes and individuals to intervene really early. And then it comes to the digital platforms. I think turning data into personalized action is very important, because wearables without guidance, it's just a gadget. And that is why the digital platforms, like we designed a Life 360 platforms, they interpret the wearable data and cross-reference this into your genetic profile and your lifestyle survey and also gait analysis. And that built a tailored health journey for the user. And this is where the whole thing, we call it like, put it in like a washing machine. You put everything together, and this integrate data from all the parts, from your genetic testing, your microbiome, wearable, can really predict risk before they become a reality. And the tailor mix give you the insight on nutrition, movement, supplementation. And I think this is where the key role and it creates a living health profile that evolves with a member and guides them on a journey towards resilience and long-term wellness.
Lizeh, in what ways can personal health data be used responsibly to create more tailored, proactive health journeys?
You know what? Personal health data is so powerful, but only if used responsibly. Platforms like we just talked about are designed with privacy, ethics, and personalization at the core. With member consent, we combine data from genetics, wearables, microbiome, and lifestyle questionnaires to build like a digital twin, an intelligent model of the member's health. And this also allows the scheme to proactively spot risks like insulin resistance, poor detoxification, or sleep dysfunction. It guides members toward right interventions. It gives you like your right supplementations. It delivers support at the right time through personalized coaching and digital prompts. But importantly, the data is also encrypted, anonymized when needed, and never sold. The goal is to empower members, not to monitor them. And the result is always a health journey that is as unique as your fingerprint.
You know, you were speaking earlier about a washing machine, putting all this information in. And I was with my mom, who is an elderly woman. And I think when I was explaining this new tech to her, she felt like it was a washing machine that she was being washed in as well. Is the tech understandable to older people? And at the same time, how are some schemes looking beyond the traditional models to support both the physical and financial health of members?
I think it's a very interesting question because, you know, a lot of people now it's about tech and data and stuff, and a lot of older people, because they are sometimes the chronic patients that you get on the medical aid. But I think we're seeing exciting shift in healthcare where medical schemes are starting to operate more like health partners and not bill payers. One of the most powerful tool here is to drive the shift in bioinformatics. And bioinformatics takes this very complex biological data, like your DNA, like your metrics now, for older people also, and also blood biomarkers, and uses some smart algorithms to really interpret the data to a meaningful, personalized way. It gives us a deep understanding of what is going to happen to the user and be predictive. And I think this is where it comes in play for the older people as well, just to give them a roadmap, not to give them or to try to make it very complicated and give them things like terms like heart rate variability and things which is not really for normal people. Give them a roadmap, give them what they need to know and what is important for them. And I think the medical aids is really trying, and a lot of the schemes is buying into it, getting the very best technology they can get now, and use bioinformatics to make this very complex topics very simplistic to people.
I don't know about very simplistic. I mean, let's just say simpler. Lisa, what are the key challenges facing schemes as they try to integrate technology with human insight?
I think it's the biggest challenge. It's not the data itself. It's what to do with this data.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because people and schemes are collecting more information than ever. I think we just talked about wearables now, and there's platforms and there's screenings and there's genetic tests, and it's your blood markers, your MRI scans and stuff. It's all data. But unless this data is translated into clear, actionable insights, it gets lost. That's where it's actually very, I think, important in the future to have these platforms that can integrate it, and not that these things is in silos. This is where you can bridge this gap, because you're using AI now, or we can use AI to really interpret like the biometric patterns in real time, and combining it with human insight, with people that's, whether it's life coaches, whether it is genetic counselors, clinicians, and behavior change tools, and providing interventions that is at the right moment, from burnout alerts to dietary adjustment. And I also think the other major challenge is organizational inertia, the fear of change, and the reliance on legacy systems. Because I think sometimes in the schemes, but the schemes need to embrace the shift and because that is only going to reduce their cost burn. And they're built in real loyalty and value for their members. I think this is where tech will meet empathy and the future of healthcare will begin.